Connecticut Nature presents Chasing Dragons, written by Jay Kaplan, Roaring Brook Nature Center. Dragonflies are amazing insects. They can fly forward, backward, hover in place, and turn abruptly. Each of their two compound eyes contain thousands of lenses, allowing them to see in every direction except directly behind them. They also have three additional eyes that have simple lenses. Dragonflies can tell us if our environment is healthy. They need healthy aquatic systems as they lay their eggs in the water. They also need upland areas where the adults catch their prey on the wing. Plus, they also have really cool names like Dragon Hunter, Comet Darner, Unicorn Clubtail, and Black-Shouldered Spiny Legs. Some damselflies live but for a week or two as adults, while some of the dragonflies migrate thousands of miles in the fall and can live as nymphs, the immature stage, in a pond for several years. Did you know fossil ancestors of dragonflies have been dated to the Earth's Carboniferous period, some 325 MYA? The largest fossil dragonfly ancestors had wingspans of 30 inches, about the wingspan of a crow, a pretty large insect. There are some 5,000 species of dragonflies and damselflies in the world, and they live on every continent but Antarctica. In Connecticut, 150 species have been seen. Large darners can fly at speeds of up to 30 miles per hour. Dragonflies eat insects. The dragon hunter, a large club-tailed dragonfly, patrols brooks and rivers, catching smaller dragonflies. What is the difference between a dragonfly and a damselfly? Dragonflies and damselflies belong to the insect group known as Odonata. Dragonflies are large, fast flyers and hold their wings out like an airplane when at rest. Damselflies are small and thin. Their flight is more fluttery, and they hold their wings up over their backs at rest. The hind wings of dragonflies are larger and a different shape than the forewings. In damselflies, the forewings and hind wings are similar in size and shape. Dragonfly life cycles. Dragonflies lay their eggs in water or on plants in or near the water. When the eggs hatch, the young dragonflies, called nymphs, crawl below the surface and rest on the bottom of the pond, brook, or river. Some of the larger darners may remain in this stage for a year or more. Even as nymphs, dragonflies are fierce predators and catch and eat insects, small fish, and salamanders. When the time comes, the nymph crawls out of the water onto a rock, plant stem, or other object. The exoskeleton splits down the back, and the adult dragonfly emerges, much as a butterfly emerges from its chrysalis. Like a butterfly, it takes a while for the adult dragonfly's new exoskeleton to harden and its wings to unfurl so that it can take flight. Dragonfly migration. In fall, you can sometimes see large numbers of dragonflies flying across a field or along the beach. Like birds, these dragonflies are migrating. Dragonfly migration was, until recently, not well understood, as is the migration of the monarch butterfly. We now know that common green darners, large 3-inch dragonflies, fly down the coast to the southeastern states, where they lay eggs and die. The next generation spends winter as adults, then lays eggs and dies. In spring, a new green darner generation returns north to Connecticut and other northeastern states. The fall migration south can cover almost 1,000 miles. However, this is nothing compared to the fall migration of a dragonfly known as the globe skimmer or wandering glider, an insect that is found on every continent except Antarctica. Little is known about the movements of this dragonfly around the world, but it has been discovered that one population of wandering gliders flies across the Indian Ocean each year, a distance of 11,000 miles and the longest known migration for any insect. Where to find dragonflies? large darners, and other migrating dragonflies can be seen well into October as they fly southward. Look for them in large fields, or especially along the Connecticut coast. Other pond dragonflies and damselflies persist at the weedy edges of ponds and marshlands until the first frost. Some of the larger darners will be on the wing through October. Late dragonflies, like the autumn meadowhawk, have been recorded into early December. There is a hyperlink connection at the bottom of the page, so if you'd like to follow up on this topic, ask your parent, teacher, or guardian to help researching those. That completes this issue of Connecticut Nature Chasing Dragons. I'm Chris Radio volunteer Laura Bogart.